I'm Kayla Ali, and welcome back to the Ali Perspective. Now, if you guys tuned in to last episode, I was completely wrong about Alabama and Florida State, right? So Florida State quarterback was able to back up everything he said, and the Seminoles just dominated the Crimson Tide in the trenches. On the offensive side of the ball, their D-line was just stronger and faster than Alabama's offensive line, as well as Florida State's offensive line was really able to bully Alabama's defensive line, holding Alabama's defensive line until they weren't even able to have a tackle, register a tackle for loss until the third quarter. I mean, Florida State just utterly dominated the Crimson Tide. But it's good to see Florida State back at the forefront of college football. And then in their second game, scored 70 points. Deep offense looked amazing, but we'll see how it continues to go once they get into ACC play and face a little tougher competition. Now, on the other side, the Crimson Tide were not happy about that blowout loss against Florida State, but they were able to bounce back against Louisiana Monroe. But, we'll see how they fare against Wisconsin, a higher caliber opponent than Louisiana Monroe. Now, another team I really want to talk about, Clemson. Clemson did not impress me in their loss against LSU, which is why I believe they lost, whereas LSU actually looked really well. The players that I thought were going to be impact players, especially on the defensive side of the ball, they were the players that stepped up and really made big plays in key moments. Now, I'm a little bit more concerned about Clemson because last week they played against Troy, and they were down 16-0 starting the third quarter. And they were able to rally and defeat Troy 27-16. But I'm not really liking what I'm seeing from Clemson right now. And especially with the way Florida State is playing right now, I think we might have a new ACC champion by the end of the year, but we shall see, because you also can't forget about Miami. Even though I say Miami always tend to trail off towards the end of the season, but we shall see. Now, this week in college football, we have Georgia versus Tennessee, which is a marquee matchup. It is a top 15 matchup, and the Bulldogs will be going to Knoxville to play at Rocky Top. Now, that game, even though Tennessee has a new quarterback this year, he has been slinging the ball. Their offense looked like it hasn't missed much, dropped off much from last year. The defense looks pretty solid. Now, Georgia is always going to have a solid defense. It's just a matter of how explosive their offense is going to be. I think Tennessee is going to pull off the upset, and Georgia is going to lose at Rocky Top this week. And then another marquee matchup, and the surprise of college football right now, the University of South Florida. Okay, last week they defeated Florida in a very, even though the game was close, I still say the game was close only because USF starting quarterback Brown, he was benched the first half because he violated team rules and his coach decided to sit him. And their defense was able to allow them to hang around the game until the second half. And when he was able to come back into the game, to me, they just dominated Florida. They were able to make plays when they needed to, and their defense was stout. And now this week, they are going to Miami to take on the Hurricanes. So this is another top 20 matchup, number 5 versus number 18. This is basically the winner for who runs Florida. I think that South Florida is going to run into problems with Miami. I think Miami is going to win this one, but I think the game is going to be very close and it's going to come down to, I wouldn't say a last second play, but I think it comes down to the last 2 minutes of the game. And also, another marquee matchup, Texas A&M at Notre Dame. Texas A&M looks really good. They have a really good running game. Their quarterback, Reed, he's able to stand in the pocket and make really good, accurate throws down the field. So I'm excited to see what he does in a hostile environment at Notre Dame. But I think Notre Dame is going to be the team that comes out on top of that. Okay, so another good week in college football. And also another team I want to mention, I feel like no one is really talking about them, the University of Oregon. Now, they lost a lot of people on the defense and offensive side of the ball to the NFL draft last year, but they've been able to reload, and their offense looks really, really good. And I'm excited to see how they look towards the end of the season and in the middle of the season as well. But I think we should definitely keep an eye on what's happening out in Eugene. Now, going to the NFL, everyone's talking about Micah leaving the Cowboys to go to the Packers. When I say he has made the – now, the Packers, they were already pretty stout on defense, especially in that secondary. But now with Micah, that D-line looks really, really impressive. In their first two games, I think that this team can definitely go to their conference championship. I really think this is a team that could possibly be Super Bowl contenders. Now, I think Jordan Love needs to be able to make – a little bit more accurate down the field throws, but that defense is going to be really, really stout. Now, on the other end, I am concerned about the Commanders and Jaden Daniels. They just seem to look out of sorts. I know they won last week, but this week, last night, they just look discombobulated. This does not look like a 12-win team that it did last year. So I'm a little concerned about what the Commanders are going to look like. And also from week one, I think the Dallas Cowboys are also going to bounce back. I think their defense is still going to be – their defense was pretty solid against the Eagles. I mean, it's just the Eagles have Jalen Hurts and a whole lot of other weapons. And they were able to get the job done over the Cowboys. But I think the Cowboys are going to be solid. Seeing Dak Prescott healthy and seeing what he's able to do, if a few more caught passes by CeeDee Lamb, that could have been a totally different game. I actually picked the Cowboys to beat the Eagles. I thought the Cowboys and Dak Prescott on Thursday night are a hard team to beat. But if CeeDee Lamb would have made a few more key catches, that game could have been completely different. Okay, so this is my episode for this week. I'm going to come back next week. I'm going to have more of my takes on the NFL, because by then I've seen two games and I can assess the situation a little bit better, okay? So make sure you like, comment, and subscribe, and I'll see you back here next week. I'm Kayla Ali, and this is the Ali Perspective.